This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hidely ho, neighbors! It is me, the Celebrity Medium. Oh, excuse me for clearing my throat in your ear. It is me, the Celebrity Medium, back with another episode of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. The only show anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite to see celebrities. We have a blockbuster story to tell you right at the top of the show today, as well as three other pretty gosh darn interesting stories, I would say. Stick around, this one's going to be good. All right, let's get right into the shocker here. I told you last week that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his new BFF for life, well, I guess best friend forever kind of includes the idea of for life, doesn't it? Anyway, you know what I'm saying here. They had recorded an interview with Debbie Reynolds and her daughter Carrie Fisher for their daytime talk show called The Girls, which is kind of like The View, but just with the two of them and a rotating cast of fill-in guests from time to time. And this thing was billed as the most shocking interview the two women have ever done. And from what I hear, man, it more than lived up to the hype. As I said, it was pre-recorded and the entire cast and crew of the show was sworn to secrecy. And nobody broke the promise. It took everybody by surprise. According to my sources, the interview started off slow. And then Debbie Reynolds finally said, "Dr. King, I get the feeling there's something you want to say." And King said yes, and then he finally blurted it out. He announced that he and his friend Adolf were involved in a gay relationship. Now that took everybody by surprise. Debbie and Carrie, who are not known for holding their tongues, were kind of stunned into several seconds of silence, at least according to the people I know who have seen the show. And there was a studio audience, and they all had to sign non-disclosure agreements as well. And a lot of those people just gasped out loud. Now, they have been living together for some time, but that happened after Coretta Scott King basically threw Dr. King out because he was kind of fooling around behind her back with other women. So nobody saw this new development coming. Nobody saw this at all. And in fact, Dr. King and Hitler both said that it wasn't a gay thing when it started out. They were simply friends. They were just living together out of convenience. If you want to know the whole incredible backstory to their friendship, you need to go into the archives because it's an interesting story. But this one just blindsided everybody. And as you would guess, this was the headline in every form of media all across the next world for the next several days. Man, I was blown away when I heard about it. David Ogden Stiers, who played Charles Emerson Winchester III, he recently transitioned to the next world, as I told you about before. Now, he and John Mahoney, who played the dad on Frasier, hooked up almost, I don't mean, you know, in a relationship way, but they were talking right after David Ogden Stiers arrived in the afterlife, and they were talking about something business-related, apparently. Well, we now know they have announced that they are going to be working on a new sitcom together. They worked on at least one episode of Frasier back in the day, and apparently they both very much enjoyed it, so they've now agreed to do a project together. It's going to be a single-camera shoot. In other words, there'll be no studio audience. It'll just be one camera, and they'll shoot all the scenes from different angles with the one camera. So there will not be a studio audience involved, and that's pretty much all we know about it. We don't have a name or any idea of what exactly the plot is going to be, at least as of yet. But we do know that Mahoney will be playing Stiers' older brother. Because, as I've told you many times, everybody in the afterlife looks like they did at their adult best, so that's kind of believable. You know, Mahoney does not look so much older than Stiers at this point that you can't believe they're brothers. We don't know when this is going to happen. We don't know if it's in production yet. Probably not, because they just agreed on it. But apparently, it is going to happen. All righty. In retaliation for the Jackson Pollock murals Walt Disney is having installed inside the Mediapolis compound. And I think you all know about Mediapolis because I told you about it. Go back to the archives if you don't know the story. Jackson Pollock was hired by Walt Disney to put up giant murals on the inside of the wall around Mediapolis. People suspect it's to irk Steve Jobs, who runs the back end of it as a research and development area for high tech. Well, Steve Jobs is retaliated by putting up a gigantic curtain separating the front Disney-controlled part of the town from the back end, which he controls. The curtain has a giant logo proclaiming it as the tech center of the afterlife. Now, Disney is trying to run the front end as a kind of a tourist thing. He semi-gave up on that, and he's lately been renting it out for movies and TV shows to shoot in. And in fact, the Mayberry Today Show, which is a revival of the old Andy Griffith show, is using that as its set. Disney is said by associates to be absolutely livid about the curtain because he considers it an eyesore because you can apparently see it from anywhere in the front end of Mediapolis. And he's very angry. Well, he started this war. Dude, you started it. Steve Jobs is just as stubborn as you are, Walt, so you're getting your comeuppance here, pal. It's hard for me to sympathize with you. In a shocking, well, not, you know, I wrote shocking turn of events, to, you know, as notes to myself, but I don't think it really is shocking, I have to say. Former New York Yankee Hall of Famer Babe Ruth has been fired from his Shock Jock Morning Drive radio show by the management of Heaven 107, the station he's been working at for the past couple of years, and he was getting huge ratings. People described him as the next world's answer to Howard Stern, but he kind of backed off that whole act recently. He said he had a change of heart about being like that, that he offended a lot of people, that he hurt people he actually did care about, and that he just wasn't going to be that kind of on-air personality anymore. The firing had been rumored for weeks because ratings were dropping after he kind of toned his show down. And according to people in the know, management decided something had to be done. Well, something was done. The word I'm getting is that there will be fill-ins covering the time slot until a permanent replacement for the Sultan of SWAT is announced. Now, there is a rumor, and this rumor just started in the last 24 hours. In fact, that is why this episode of the report is going up online so late, because I heard there was going to be something coming and I wanted to wait. This rumor is so crazy, I don't even want to hint at who it is. I don't even want, because you probably, it's so nuts, I'm going to wait for confirmation before I tell you anything about it, but I fully expect that I will know more by the time the next report airs. If this comes true, this is going to be one of the craziest things you've ever heard on this show, and that says quite a bit. Okay, I think that does it. In fact, I'm looking at my notes. Yes, it does it for this week. Now, I'm going to take the next 2 weeks off because I have to take care of some family business. Nothing. It's not an emergency. I'm going to be house-sitting is what it comes down to. And I won't be in my little studio here to record it. But by then, when I come back, I will probably know exactly what's going on with the Babe Ruth situation. If it turns out the way I've heard it might, it's a wacky one. It's worth waiting for. That's all I'm going to say. In the meantime, I hope you will share with your friends the information that this show can be found on iTunes. It can be found in the Google Play Store. It can be found on YouTube. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can hear it on Mondays at 1 o'clock on a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio on Kaechung AM 1630 in the City of Angels. I am the Celebrity Medium. See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.